You know, everyone deserves not to have a disability define them. They just need that window to open up, be able to see themselves as an individual instead of someone with a disability. Welcome, everybody, and welcome to A View From My Window. I'm Michelle Fisher. So nice that you could join us today. You know, we're talking about the legislative session, and we know that a lot of topics in the legislative session are affecting people with disabilities, but we have two people here today to talk about it. Kim Dotson, the Associate Executive Director of the ARC, and Carrie Fletcher, the ARC Governmental Affairs Chairwoman. As you anticipate this legislative session, you know, the issues that people are thinking about, what do you want to bring to the legislative session?
I think the most important thing that we've put out there on our public policy agenda is to just keep our issues up front and not to necessarily really ask for anything right now, but just to educate our legislators about our needs, about the needs of people with disabilities.
Why do you think people are so unaware of what people with disabilities go through and their needs? I mean, you would think that legislators and people in government would be more aware of what's going on. Why is there such a unawareness, I guess, of what people with disabilities go through?
Well, and I think we need to keep in mind, we have a part-time legislature. Mm-hmm. So the legislators, when they go home, they're working full-time, they have their own families to take care of. And unless they have a family member or are involved, you know, through the school system or have a job that relates to people with disabilities, unfortunately, they don't interact with people with disabilities as much as we would like them to. And that's where I think under Carrie's leadership with the Governmental Affairs Committee, we are really trying to be more proactive and get out in the communities, get out in local communities with legislators and really tell those personal stories, let them meet people with disabilities and their families and hear firsthand about the issues affecting their lives.
Is there ever a thought that goes, oh my goodness, funding is low. Could these programs, if we run out of funding, cease to operate? Is that a concern for you?
I think when we look at what other states have done, we have seen some states really cut back on the services they offer to people with developmental disabilities. And so, yes, I think that's very concerning. Looking over the years, and I've only been with the ARC for 11 years, but some of our most challenging times have delivered some very good results. I think this is a time where we all have to pull together, think outside the box, come up with different ways of doing things. And if we all continue with, you know, and all of us being the state, the advocates, families, people with disabilities, if all of us, you know, roll up our shirt sleeves and sit around the table and try to make good things happen, something good will come out of this.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Carrie, give us a little bit of a mental picture of what goes on during a session. You know, as a journalist now, I would love to go to the State House. So just give a little bit of a mental picture about what goes on during the sessions.
Well, I wish I could answer that. Kim spends a lot more time at the State House than
I should
do.
Have asked Kim then,
But the hope is, as the chairperson of this committee, that I do spend more time down there this year. My kid's schedule has allowed me to have a little bit more freedom to be down. So I will probably leave that question to Kim.
Okay. Well, you know, and every session is different. Every day of the session is different. So it really just depends. We spend a lot of time over there just being available if legislators have anything that they want to talk about. Of course, as bills are introduced, we track those bills. If they involve an issue that's important to people with developmental disabilities in their lives, we track it. We testify. We offer information to legislators. I mean, a lot of our role is education. Again, we have a part-time legislature where they are not expert on the issues affecting the lives of people with developmental disabilities, and it's up to us to educate them. So we make ourselves available to them and provide information, provide testimony, provide them with a personal story in their home district that the issue is going to affect.
Do you see a different attitude when you do educate them, when they get more education and then they see it clearer? Do you see a different attitude and a more urgent attitude to get
absolutely you know, I think there's 150 legislators, and I wish we could spend one-on-one time with all of them, and unfortunately that just doesn't happen. But I think the committees that affect our issues and those legislators that we do affect, you know, spend some time with, I think that they are positively affected and learn from that. And I think really the ones that we connect with a constituent back home, I think that's really where you see the difference, and that's really when you see the motivation take place.
The ARC talks about people with disabilities being a vulnerable population. So is there a certain mindset when you go into the state house where you go, okay, these are the issues, I'm laying it on the table. What's your motivation? What do you think about as far as your mindset going into it?
I think it depends on the day and who we're talking to. I think definitely when we talk to a more conservative legislature, we're not really talking about quality of life or how this is really going to affect the family. We're talking more in terms of dollars and cents, mm-hmm. how this is really going to streamline a process or make a good budgetary mm-hmm. sense. Whereas with a legislator who, again, we've done a good job educating on the quality of life issues and kind of some of the broader social issues involved, that's where we would, depending on their knowledge base of our issues, we kind of go, at least for me, my motivation really depends on who I'm talking to and what the issue is. I think our values and the mission of the ARC stands for itself. And I think anybody who reads our mission, I don't think anybody can argue with it. I think everybody would agree with it, that it's, some good values that the state should have.
When you're talking to a legislator or someone, does it ever come down to, when they've understood where you're coming from, does it really affect them personally at all?
Absolutely. We have a lot of really good legislators at the State House. We really do. Representative Peggy Welch from Bloomington comes to mind. She wants to understand the issue in complete depth. She wants to meet the people that it's going to affect. She wants to be able to answer any questions that her colleagues ask her. I think she is one who really wants to get into the issue and, just explore every possibility. And then it's really up to her as to when she is presenting an issue, presenting a bill on the floor, how much information she gives to them. And that's the time where they're asked questions on the floor where I can't help her answer the question. So it's really up to her to, try to think about the questions that she's going to get asked and to prepare to answer those questions. I think that varies from legislator to legislator. But when we ask a legislator to author a piece of legislation or to push a piece of legislation for us, we try to equip them with every knowledge that we can so that they can answer those questions effectively.
Everything known about the issues and their own personal connection as they continue to know, does that help them to have any urgency to pass the bill more because they know concretely in themselves what's going on? Does that make sense?
No, I think so. I think so, absolutely. Again, all politics is local. And so if you can, if you can put a legislator in contact with somebody in their home district about who this is going to affect, that's really where it makes the difference, because that's who they have in mind when they're speaking on a bill. I mean, it's very rare that a legislator will say, Kim Dodson from the ARC of Indiana says this is a really good bill. Instead, what they will say is, this is a bill that's really going to affect Michelle in my home district, and this is what it's going to do to improve her life. That's what we want legislators to say.
And that's where we think the relationships between those on our committee with their home legislators is going to be really, really important this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the public option works in here. What you do to raise awareness of what goes on down there and how people can help.
Usually on Fridays or Thursday evenings, I do send out an email to kind of talk about the issues that happened that week at the State House and to kind of preview what's happening that upcoming week. I try, if it's a big issue where we need help educating legislators, or if we need testimony at a committee hearing, I will, put a call out for anybody who's willing to come in and testify. If it's a letter writing that we just need information to legislators, we try to, provide some bullet points of information. I definitely, the one thing that we have learned is, again, it's your personal stories that matter the most. And so I always hesitate to give too much information or too much wordage on people to use during their writing, because I really want it to be in their own words. But we do provide bullet points for them to, kind of center their talking points around, and then they can kind of build on that. So we do that.
We do State House visits. We have a wonderful Valentine's Day event that's been going on for 3 years. Will this be the fourth year?
This will be the fifth year.
Fifth year. Fun time. And what's so wonderful is that you get FaceTime with the governor. I mean, it's on a public forum, but usually the local news stations are there, so that's a wonderful day. And I think the legislators have come to expect that. Mm-hmm. They are anxious about it. They're excited about it. They want to meet the people that they're discussing.
The Valentine's Day event that Carrie mentioned is very good for us. It's a good public awareness. Again, all of our 45 chapters and many others, they will come in, they will make handmade Valentine's Day cards or little goodies for their legislators. They come down, they hand deliver them. They get 10 to 15 minutes with their legislator where they can talk about, you know, whatever important issue they want to talk about. And it really gives a great feeling for the legislature for, you know, the remaining of the session.
With all of this, I mean, what is your ultimate goal in presenting these issues?
As a parent of two children with disabilities, and thankfully on our committee, we've got a few parents. So for us, we're kind of working on our children's future, but then we've got people that are working at our local chapters that are working for people who are living it now. And their goal, I believe, is to make it, and I don't like to use this word, but fair. There is absolutely no reason why one human being on this earth doesn't get the same opportunities that somebody else gets. So that's our job, is to make a place in the community for everybody.
Kim?
No, I mean, we want to improve the lives of people with developmental disabilities and their families. And we want to make sure that everybody who has a disability has every opportunity available to them that somebody without a disability has as well.
You know what? Most of my viewers know that now that I have a disability, and that's exactly what drives me to do this show. Thank you, ladies, so much for allowing me to talk with you today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today, and we'll see you next time.